boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've always been like a firm believer that the start of a new week is on a Monday. Like my entire life, I've always been that way. So it always drives me nuts when a calendar has the start of a week on a Sunday.
See, I think I like calendars that start with Sunday.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't use a calendar. I use my phone.
That was my second thought. Is what do you use in calendar?
You're right. I don't.
But I've always just kind of been that way. However, this weekend, I guess I switched it up a little bit. And I kind of acted almost as like Sunday was the start of the new week instead of Monday. Because I always take my everything shower on Sunday. I always like prep for the new week on Sunday to get me into the work week, right? Mm-hmm. But I switched it around. I did my everything shower Saturday night and got like ready for work Saturday night. I didn't go to work Sunday. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, I'm confused.
That would have been weird if I came here. But I did it that way. And I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to start doing it that way. I think I want to do my everything shower Saturday night and like get ready for the week Saturday night, because it made my Sunday way more enjoyable.
Because you didn't have to do anything?
It was like way less. Normally my Sunday from like literally 8-9 in the morning until like almost 5 in the afternoon is like jammed packed with everything shower, with meal prepping, with getting ready for the work week, with picking your outfit out, cleaning and all this stuff. And then by the time it's 5 o'clock, I'm like, oh, well, now I can settle down. I felt like I got to actually enjoy a little bit more of my Sunday, which I enjoyed a lot.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to start doing that.
I'm going to continue to stay up until 2 a.m. on Saturdays and regret it on Sunday. I love when it starts to get nice outside. You start to see kids camping out in the driveway, putting up little lemonade stands. But I saw something completely different over the weekend. I was driving through North Liberty and look to my right and see karaoke happening in the driveway. It was two, like, probably middle school age girls with those microphones that you can yell into and there's speakers in it so they're loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're in the driveway singing like Taylor Swift or something, putting on an entire performance. And as I drove by, I was like, I need to tip them. You know what I mean? Like,
was there a tip jar?
I don't know. I drove by so fast and I was like, they are putting on a show right now. I don't know if they had a bucket or something. If they didn't, they should, because they were working in this driveway. And I'm like, why didn't we ever think of that? I was making lousy lemonade.
Crappy lemonade.
Yeah, it was
really you always felt bad. You're like, well, hopefully they drink it when they get in the car and they're driving away and they don't realize how bad it is.
Yeah, not great.
No, that's funny. I think that's a really great idea.
I hope
you
that they're
out. Requested a song.
That's what I'm saying. I hope they're out next weekend or next time it's nice out, because I'm going to be like, how about some Miley Cyrus?
I thought you were going to suggest Justin Bieber.
Well, that too, yes.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Don't be surprised if you get an email from your boss asking, let me know what you did all last week. Give me a detailed list, because they could be trying to sniff you out for task masking.
What's that?
It's of course, there's a term for everything now, but it's this thing, especially as people are getting told to come back into work and there's less and less people working remotely because they want you back in the office. It's when employees maybe are spending a lot more time and effort trying to look like they're busy than actually working on anything at all. Like, this has gotten so common that there are TikToks of people giving advice on how to task mask, that is like walking really fast with your laptop stuffed in your armpit. Like, you got somewhere to be and somewhere to go. Some people say to type really loudly or always act like you're on the phone.
Oh my God.
That's task masking.
So it's not the where some people set their mouse to make it look like they're moving?
I mean, it could be, yes, because also there are reports saying there's like an uptick in mouse movements. So it probably is people using whatever website or software.
I don't know how they do it.
That's insane. I'm way too scared to do that. I am more scared that I'm actually working and I look like I'm task masking. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm always scared when people walk by my office and I'm actually doing something. Are they like, why is she just sitting there staring at her screen?
Exactly.
But I am actually doing, I'm doing things.
No, I'm 100% like you. Today I had to go and we have station vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go get one of the keys and they're like battery fixed, mm-hmm. but I had to wait like 20 minutes just to get somebody to fix it. And I'm like, well, what if they find out I waited in the waiting room for 20 minutes just sitting? I got to do something. I don't want them to know I waited and I didn't do anything. So I sat on my phone and I checked my emails because I was like, what if they just knew I didn't do anything? So I checked my emails. Because not that anyone would know.
Oh, do they have like somebody following you maybe?
This has never happened to me before, and knock on wood, I hope it never happens again, but somebody entered our home that was not invited. And I'm not talking about a bug, bats, animals, whatever. It was a legit human who entered our home uninvited Saturday night.
I don't like that. That's scary.
You're telling me my heart has never pounded so much in my entire life. So let me paint you a picture of what happened Saturday night. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm just watching TikToks. I should also tell you that neighbor man is at work. There's no way he can come home because I took him to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm watching TikToks and we've got a security camera and system that if it notices motion, it notices a human, it tells us that. So it's telling me there's a person at your car and garage area. So I'm like, that's weird. Who's there? So I try to hop onto the security cameras to see what's going on. And before I can even get into the security cameras, my back door is being opened.
Was it unlocked?
Yeah, that was my first mistake.
Okay.
Well, now I've learned to keep my doors locked at all times, even if I'm home. But the back door is being opened. Here's where my other mistake was. I go, hello?
Oh.
I've now learned, thanks to neighbor man, he was like, you need to dart. Okay, why didn't you run for the front door? Why? Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. I just went, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for our dog, Evie. She went into full, this is an intruder mode, and started running for the door and barking like I've never heard her bark before. Of course, little Zaw, our little wiener dog, was like, heck
me
yeah!
Me too!
Let's go, sister! And then realized what was happening was like, hell no.
Not quite.
And then came back to me and was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to mommy. This seems more safe.
Okay, but who was it?
So then I realized the door shuts. And I'm like, okay, somebody in the house with me? So I get up from the couch and I peek into the kitchen waiting to find out whether or not something's going to happen to
me. Yeah.
I don't see anybody in the kitchen, but I'm like, okay, is my vision not quite going? Like, is my vision not there? That's when I see through the kitchen window a man waving his phone at me, telling me to like come towards him. So I go towards the back door and I open it up, it's DoorDash. And I was like, upstairs neighbor, because remember me telling you?
Yeah.
They order DoorDash for every freaking meal.
Oh my God. And they must have just thought that you have like a multi-unit, which
that's what I was thinking. I think the DoorDash guy thought that going through that door was maybe like an apartment complex. It is apartment hallway, and that there would be more doors leading to. But here's where I'm like, I don't want to give him an excuse because here's the thing. Our back door is a porch. There's decorations. That wouldn't lead you to apartments. Also, there was a wreath on the door. Well, why would that lead you to other apartments? It's clearly ours. You know what I mean? I just like... Anyways, so I had proof, so I sent it to her. I sent it to our landlord to send it to the people above. So I'm like, if you want to report him to DoorDash, because that was so
creepy and weird,
so unacceptable.
And maybe now you need to practice.
I know
having a real good reaction.
Yeah, you want to come do that? Do you want to come through my back door and then I can maybe react?
Well, no, because I don't want to get hurt.
I had a very, very strange Saturday night. So first started with somebody entering our home uninvited. That was a DoorDash driver, and we did not order DoorDash. But he just walked in. You saw the video. I showed you it. Didn't even knock.
No, he opened the door, and then he knocked. was
after,
weird.
After he hears the dog coming straight for the door and barking, then later on, around midnight, things get even weirder. Cops arrive.
To your place.
To our place. No, we did not call the cops. And no, neither did the neighbors call the cops. So here's what happened. Midnight, we hear 1, 2, 3 cops driving by very fast. And we're like, whatever. But then I could see a bright light through our window. And I was like, why is there a bright light shining through our window? So we peep out. Neighbor man goes, there's a cop in our driveway. I was like, ooh, teeth. Let's see. Now, here's what you should know. I'm in my pajamas and I'm eating Rice Krispies cereal.
Okay.
And I'm just watching the cop in our driveway. He's got like, not his like red lights flashing, but he's got like, I don't know, these bright lights shining.
Okay.
Like a spotlight. And he's facing out of the driveway. Like, I don't know what he's looking for. Somebody on like the run?
On the loose?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a block away, not even kitty corner, there's another cop's, but his lights are on. And I'm like, somebody run away from the scene? What is going on? Yeah. And if they're coming towards us, let's lock up.
Yeah, give us a heads up.
I don't know what was happening, but he was there for a solid 10 minutes with me just looking out, eating Rice Krispies cereal. In my
can you see into your house pretty well?
Yeah, of course you can. And he's sitting in the car the whole time, I'm sure, just watching me eating Rice Krispies cereal, watching him.
So do you even know what was going on?
No.
Oh, my God.
It drove me nuts. I almost took the dog for a walk because I wanted to see what was happening. But I was like, no, it's probably safer to be inside. This is why I need a police scanner, Taylor. I need a police.
Did you Google anything?
No report. There was nothing. Nothing on their Facebook. I see nothing on the news. I need to know what went wrong.
I'm surprised you weren't caring enough to walk outside and be like, excuse me, sir, can I help you?
I didn't want to scare him because, like, of course I looked creepy. I'm just in my pajamas eating Rice Krispies cereal. I didn't want to knock on his window. Sir, what's going on?
He would have been like, we found her.
I've never felt so dumb in my entire life. In a meeting here at Z102.9. And it's not because we were going over smart radio things.
Mm-hmm.
It's because before the marketing meeting even started, everyone started talking about the Oscars. Now, I didn't watch them. Did you?
No, that is the one award show I don't really keep up with, to be honest with you.
Same. I don't think I have watched it in years. But they're talking about the Oscars and who won what award. And then they go into, well, that movie wasn't that good, or that movie was really great, should have won more, blah, blah, blah. And they're naming movies, Taylor, I've never heard of before. Like, oh, Demi Moore. I don't even know who Demi Moore is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My bad. They're talking about Doom and all these things. I mean, they're naming so many movies I've never heard of. The only one I did know was Wicked. Mm-hmm. Still haven't seen that one. But I felt so stupid. And I swear to God, I turned to everyone and I go, do I watch stupid movies? And then somebody said, you do.
Well, maybe.
Because I said, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I don't know any of these movies. Do I watch dumb movies?
Maybe. I'm kind of the same way, though. I feel like every time the Oscars roll around, I've never heard of any of them.
Yeah.
I've heard enough buzz that I kind of know, like, I know Demi Moore is in The Substance.
Yes.
I've heard of Anora. I just haven't watched any of them because I feel like everybody's talked about it so much that I've basically already seen it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, eh. But maybe you just watch dumb stuff. I don't know.
That's the thing. The last movie I watched was like 13 going on 30.
Okay, well, you might be about 40 years behind for the Oscars then.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This is a very confusing time for us.
Yes.
It looks nice out, but I feel like you can't really trust what it looks like right now. You have to check the weather constantly. So here I am on my iPhone, right? I feel like we're getting all the emojis this week. We have a cloud today. We have a rain cloud tomorrow. We got a cloud and a sun on Thursday, and we got a snowflake on Friday. What are we supposed to do?
Don't we got a blowing snowflake? Is that a one?
Oh, I see blowing winds next week.
Yeah, because I think I saw something about a blizzard?
What?
Am I wrong? Am I right? I'm right. Isaac is saying I'm right. I saw it on the news. I saw it on the news. Let me look at Friday. Snow before noon, then a chance of rain and snow. And then Thursday night, there's a chance of snow. I was seeing it on the news.
What is this?
See, Isaac is shaking his head. Yes, I'm not lying. I saw it on the news when I woke up. See, I was half awake. That's why I didn't say it, because I was like...
Well, I expected you to know.
Well, Isaac is shaking his head yes, so we can blame him over on 1600 ESPN.
Well, I guess I'll call
Isaac. Send all
your
hate message over there.
When I need to figure out what to wear every day.
You're going to start calling him?
Yeah, do I need a coat? Should I wear my boots? Am I going to get sweaty?
What time are you going to call him? Because I feel like he sleeps in.
No, you don't. You're up earlier than I do.
He is? Oh, he's a college student. He's got to get up a little early, I guess.
You'll already be awake. It's fine.
See, you're going to start calling him for your...
Because I don't trust anything.
For your...
No.
Outfit suggestion.
I have no idea what I'm doing right now.
It's going to get weird if you start sending him pictures.
I didn't say that. You made it weird.
Should I wear this outfit today? That would be weird.
And I didn't say that. You did. After splitting up chores with your partner, you may realize over time that it's just not worth it for them to do it because they don't do it up to your standard, I guess I would say. And I had this moment with my boyfriend Curly last night because we kind of switch off who does dishes. I feel like whoever does the majority of the cooking, the other person will do dishes because it's just a nice way to split things up. But last night, I saw my boyfriend Curly doing the dishes. He had made some eggs in a skillet and burgers. And he gets to the spatula that he was using, and I saw him rinse it under the sink, swish, swish, and then toss it to the drying rack. And I go, wait a minute, do you know that we use soap in this house? And he was like, well, I rinsed it off. And I'm like, is this what you always do? Because I have noticed when the spatula is like on the drying rack next to the sink, it's always a little greasy. There's like a little residue on it. And I normally rinse it off before I use it, if that's the case. And I'm like, okay, you're the culprit. You're not using soap on the spatula. What else are you not putting soap on? Because now I'm getting grossed out and I don't know that I can let you do dishes anymore. He's like, no, I do. I just, it's just a spatula. I just had to get like... The like crumbs off of it. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to watch you do the rest of the dishes, which he didn't like very much because that was me micromanaging him. But I'm like, is this a universal experience? Is this just him? What's going on?
It's totally guys, 100%. Because here's the thing, neighbor man, we have this one specific little like pot or skillet or whatever that we use for eggs, and that's it. Like, that's the only thing it's used for. And I swear to God, he only cleans it once a week, which grosses me. It gives me the ick. But what I do is I try to like not think about it. And the other thing that gives me the ick, that this is just anything, it's before him, it was with my family, whatever, I can't use dishes that were cleaned with the sponge. Because I just, like, get the ick from that. I can't. Because if you used it with grody dishes, I'm like, I don't feel like that's properly clean unless it was in the dishwasher.
I get what you're saying. Because we have, like, a scrub brush. And if there's, like, gunk in it, then
which our sponge does. And then he uses that and thinks it's properly clean. I'm like, oh, I try not to. Anytime I see him doing the dishes, I try not to look. Because what I can't see, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I just try not to look. Anytime I see him over there, I'm like, okay, walk away. Because if you don't know it didn't happen, then it didn't happen.
Until you get something questionable in a bite of your egg, then you know it's happening.
A thing of like steak from three weeks ago.
Yuck.
I want to know if I'm a weirdo when it comes to like missing socks and like what do you do with them? So I gotta ask you what you do with missing socks, Taylor.
Okay.
Here's the thing. For many, many years, if I had a missing sock, let's say I had a pair of like Star Wars socks, okay? Couldn't find the left one or the whatever, right? Couldn't find the left one. I only had the right one, let's say.
Yeah.
I would take the one that I could find, and I would put it in a shoebox that was hidden underneath the bed.
Okay.
Until I could find the other sock.
Okay.
And that's what I've done for many, many years. the shoebox eventually got damaged. Just over time, it just got wear and tear, you know? So I've gotten rid of that shoebox. Now I've got a specific, drawer in our dresser that is just for missing socks that I eventually want to. I do want to go to the store and get a tub again so I can hide it underneath the bed. Why are you looking?
Okay, question.
Is this for weirdos? Am I a weirdo?
Have you ever, ever once gone into that tub and been like, oh my God, I found it. I found one.
Taylor, how often? Constantly.
Then are you really losing socks or you're just like so many loads that they get split up? Okay.
Exactly. That's what happens. Most of the time it's like, you know, it ends up in the first load and then there's like four more loads after that I finally find the sock.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. And then sometimes where it's like, okay, I really haven't seen that sock. And it's because it was underneath the couch or it was because it got, you know, Zaw. He loves to eat my underwear and my socks. He'd be hiding underneath the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that too. There are some socks that have been sitting in this drawer for a while now that I do need to just let go.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. At what point do you give up?
I haven't figured that one out yet. There's some that I've been holding on a little too long since, honestly, my breakup with my ex that I've been like, I'm sure they're probably at his house. I should just, if we've been two places since, you know, I lived on my own. Now I live with neighbor man. If I haven't seen him since, they be gone. I gotta give up.
I don't know what kind of demons those socks are carrying around place to place.
Okay, I want you just to recap what we were talking about off air about Love is Blind and socks. Can you just kind of recap what you were talking about?
Well, because you were talking about like what you do with missing socks. And I was like, oh my God, I know you're not watching Love is Blind this season. Basically, there's a girl who gets a little made fun of because her family has a sock tub, I think is what they call it. Basically, a community sock box.
That's gross.
Where all the socks go. If you need a pair, you go to the sock box. What I can't remember what they call it. Sock tub. And everybody's are there and share. And I agree. I think that's a little odd. But I told you, I was like, I do get a little excited when my boyfriend Curly's sock ends up in my drawer.
And you wear them?
I do.
No.
Because I feel like he has fancier socks than I do. And they're...
Then buy them.
No, I'm cheap. I like the cheap, like, Hanes socks. And every once in a while, I can tell because it's soft and it's stretchier and he's got bigger feet. So, I don't know. They're just comfier. And then I'll wear it. If it's clean.
I'm going to tell you why you can't do that. That's so gross. It's because I don't know if he's got feet like me, but I sweat so bad down there. And I wouldn't want anyone to wear my socks.
But they're clean.
Still, you don't imagine that there's, I don't know, sweat smells still down there?
Well, I don't think he's got that big of a problem. I think this is now becoming about you. And your sense.
Do you think his feet is sweat? I don't know.
Maybe
that's
after
all I could imagine if I wore someone else's socks.
I think if he worked out, but those are separate socks.
Is workout socks are separate?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. This man is serious about his socks, and that's why I wear them.
So you would never wear the workout socks?
No, that's a big fat no. That's a no. But the casual socks?
Because he sweats in them.
I'm kind of down for it.
Okay, well, note to self, don't ever wear my socks.
I was actually never going to. You might not realize it because you go through the day-to-day of your normal job, but sometimes your work can give you like a secret superpower. And we met someone over the weekend, actually. We were chit-chatting with her, and she asked where I'm originally from. And I told her, oh, I grew up in Anamosa. And she goes, oh, 52205, huh? Which is the area code for Anamosa and the surrounding Jones County. And I was like, yeah, actually. Like, are you from there? Like, why? It's not very many people that are super familiar with that area. She goes, oh, I worked in the Postal Service for a really long time. So it was like kind of like my party trick that I could recite anybody that said wherever they were from, I could tell you what the postal code was. And then she got moved around. She said she's kind of lost it, but some of them that she would see frequently, she can still spit out. And I was like, that is the coolest party trick ever. I'd be doing it all the time. I would not shut up about zip codes and be like, I know everything.
Dude, I can't even remember mine half the time.
I know. I regretfully still Google sometimes. Uh-huh. Like, where am I at right now?
But Cedar Rapids got like 16, well, I swear to God.
I don't, the one here for Z, I have no idea. I have to Google it every time because I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't know which district we're in or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking, like, okay, that's a really cool work superpower. Do I have anything? And mine is really nerdy, unfortunately.
Okay.
I worked in, like, the screen printing custom t-shirt biz for a minute when I was just out of college. So my superpower was that I could tell you what kind of t-shirt you were wearing. I could tell you what the model number was. Mm. And my sister to this day will still ask me. She's like, oh, do you know what prototype number this is? And I'll be like, yeah, it's a 29MR, which is so stupid.
That's cool.
Or if it's a long sleeve, a 29LSR. Like, it's just the dumbest. It was the stuff that we used all the time that I would memorize at some point. Like anything that you do at your job every single day, you start to memorize it. So I had like t-shirt, long sleeve, and sweatshirt codes memorized for the longest time. And I could feel it and be like, I know that that's a Gildan or a jersey. It was so stupid. And I feel like I have a little bit of that knowledge still, but not really.
That's cool, actually.
It's not.
No,
it's
I love so that. Nerdy. I could never tell you any of those things.
What have you gotten a superpower from?
I think from my fairway days, I would say there's two of those things. One, if I'm in a store and I'm like, it could be any store, but if I'm like, oh, crap, where's the ketchup? I instantly close my eyes and I think, where would Fairway put ketchup? And if I think of where Fairway put ketchup, I can almost all the time find the ketchup in any store.
Okay.
Based off of where Fairway would put it. It's almost always the same for every store for the most part. Okay. And then the other thing was when I worked there, I was in produce for a long time. So I know how to cut almost every single fruit or vegetable. And I would say that a lot of people are cutting their pineapple wrong because a lot of people don't know there's a core. There's like a strip of a core in the pineapple and people don't know that. And so they'll be like, oh, my pineapple is always hard. Well, you didn't cut the core. But there's a lot of fruit like that. There are vegetables that people don't know to cut properly.
Well, I would have never known that. I got to invite you over.
Oh, yeah, I'll cut it all. You and I get recognized from time to time out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I love getting recognized. Neighbor man, he's only been recognized once. It was at a Dairy Queen, and it was the highlight of his life so far.
Yeah.
However, today he got recognized once again.
Today. Oh, wow.
And it was in our own home.
Okay.
So you remember how we ordered furniture and it was all dinged up? So we went back to them and we were like, hey, can we like get a refund or get new furniture? They offered to give us new furniture, which was awesome. So the delivery guy comes over, brings us the new furniture. And they said, hey, can you sign off on this? I don't know what the documentation was because I wasn't there. As neighbor man is signing it, the guy who delivered the new coffee table goes, so, your neighbor man.
What the heck? What the heck? And you weren't home?
I wasn't home. I think my name is on the paperwork because we both jointly paid for it. So I think my name's on it. But like, I don't know how they knew my, like, how do you, I didn't say Destiny on Z1 and 2.9 on the documentation. So right. I don't know how they knew who I was. But yeah, he goes, so, you're neighbor man. And neighbor man's signing the paperwork and he goes, yeah. In the flesh.
And that was it? That was the whole exchange?
That was the whole thing.
Dude, guys are weird. I don't even know. That is weird.
It made his day, though. He had to call me and tell me about it. He's like, I got recognized again. I was recognized again. He was so excited.
I don't know what to say. Good for him. Great.
I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That is weird in your own living room.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Coffee could be the end of someone's relationship.
Oh, really now?
It's got people torn apart. There's a guy who posted online basically being like, can everybody please be honest with me? Am I wrong for telling my girlfriend I wouldn't make her coffee anymore unless she stops micromanaging me? Let me give you some more details.
You're talking to someone who makes Neighbor Man coffee every morning because I like to.
Okay.
I feel like I can give some input on
this. This is great. He's 24, she's 23. They've been together for about 2 years, but they've been living together for roughly 6 months. So I feel like that's still in the cohabitating stage for sure. And he says, we have a really great routine. I normally wake up first. I make her coffee, and then she wakes up to a nice hot cup of coffee that she doesn't have to work on herself. But recently, she started getting really particular about how she wants it done, like measuring the grounds to the exact gram, pre-warming the mug in the microwave, the milk needs to be at a certain temperature. She's got like certain things she wants out of this coffee. And he's trying to accommodate, but he says that every time he hands her a coffee, she's like, well, did you measure the grams? Did you, this doesn't feel like it was warmed up in the microwave, like kind of being like questioning if he did all of the steps that she's asking him to. And he's trying and he's like, okay, if she loves coffee that much, like I want to make it nice for her. I want to do this nice thing for her. But if anything was off, it just, she was saying, you're not doing it the right way. And then it got to the point where she would literally dump it out in front of him.
Oh my God.
And be like, well, if you're not going to do it the right way, then I'm just going to make it myself. And he's like, well, okay, fine. If you're going to be this picky, just make your own coffee. I'm done. You can do it for yourself. I was trying to do a nice thing. Good luck to you. So he's asking online, am I wrong for saying that or not? Most people are like, no, because if your partner's going to do something nice for you, you can't expect perfection. They're doing you a favor, which is kind of the side that I'm on, but I'd love to know if from Destiny's coffee bar what you think.
No, I agree with him that you should stop. If she has it a specific way, then you, and if you're not making it right according to her eyes, then she needs to do it herself. Because here's the thing, neighbor man, I make the coffee for him because I like to. I like, it's my own little, it's my favorite little thing in the morning because I feel like a little barista. And it's always a job I wish I would have done, was be a barista.
Yep.
I've always wanted to do it. So I enjoy it. There are some things though, because I like to put coffee syrups in it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want me to go too crazy on that. And even yesterday I was like, oh, can I do this? Can I do toasted marshmallow and cupcake together? And he was like, I mean, I guess if you want, but you know, I just like caramel, but if that's what you want, I'll do it for you. See, that's right there is a green flag. He was doing it for me, but her is a red flag.
Well, and I think like you are saying, kind of, you're asking if she were to just upfront be like, hey, I love that you're making me coffee and it makes me feel really special. I like it a certain way, so I don't want you to worry about it. You know
exactly
what I mean? Like, how hard is it to just say, respectfully, you're doing it wrong and I'd rather just do it myself?
100%. Because when he told me that, you know what I did today? I made it caramel for him.
Oh, she listens.
I listened. I made it exactly the way I know he likes it.
The customer service is 5 stars.
So I discovered something this weekend that if you don't want to feel like an idiot, don't casually look at refrigerators.
I guess I haven't had to in my lifetime. Thank God I rent.
So we were at Best Buy, and, you know, Best Buy is like one of those stores that you get lost in.
Yeah.
It's almost like Target.
Yeah.
You walk in, you let Best Buy tell you what you need, and then you get lost in there.
Well, respectfully, especially if you're with a man.
That was what happened, yeah. Taylor. I was with Neighbor Man, and next thing I know, we're looking at refrigerators. I can't even say it. I feel so stupid. So we're looking at refrigerators just casually. And oh my God, have these things upgraded in the last several years? I felt so freaking stupid looking at them.
Okay, question before you continue. Is it because you're looking at homes and it's something you're anticipating having to buy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. They have technology that I didn't even know refrigerators have. There were times that we didn't even know how to open them. Oh. Or there were things that we were like, what does this do? I'm like, I'm telling you, refrigerators have upgraded. First off, I knew that there was the like glass door and you needed to knock on that. I did know that, okay?
Who's knocking on whose refrigerator?
You didn't know about that, girl. You got to go to Best Buy and look at the refrigerators, okay? Because you're going to feel so freaking stupid. Okay, you don't know about the glass. Okay, you've got a refrigerator door, okay?
Okay.
But if you see the refrigerator door has glass and you can kind of see in it, knock on it. because then it lights up and it shows you what's inside there. I did know that. I've seen commercials for it. Girl, you got to go to the store. You're going to feel so freaking stupid.
If I feel stupid,
you're going to feel stupid. Then there's like, then you know what else they've got? They've got on top of that door, there's like two doors, okay? So you could open maybe just a door to get the milk. And you don't have to open the entire door to get into the refrigerator. It's just a mini door. Does this make sense?
No, not at all. This is like okay. The freaking lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Okay, you know how in your refrigerator, you've got this side with the like, I don't know.
Shelves.
Yeah. Okay. They have that in refrigerators now still, but you can just open a door to access that. You don't have to open the entire refrigerator door.
Okay. So I open that and then
you can access the shelf.
Is it still the front of the fridge or am I just seeing a black hole? I can't picture this at all.
You would open the first door and it's just the shelf. So if you wanted to, you could just access the milk. You wouldn't have to open the entire door.
This is dumb. What kind of convenience is this
so you
providing?
Can just get the milk, Taylor. And then, you know what else they got? I'm telling you, this thing is like spaceship kind of stuff over here. Then, and so, instead of having water on the outside, they got water on the inside. We've been opening them up, and they got pitchers that autofill, and you can pour your own water, or they've got spouts inside. I mean, I could go on and on about how refrigerators have upgraded. Apparently, I've been working with the rinky-dinky refrigerators that are back in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, it just called me broke in, like, all these different refrigerator brands. You're going to have to bear with me for this next, like, week and a half because I'm getting antsy. I'm going on vacation in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain's turning. My motivation is shutting off.
Senioritis.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I, over the weekend, got a little motivated, I guess, to start not packing, but like setting clothes aside that I know that I want to take with me. Because honestly, we're leaving in the middle of the week and I'm leaving after work one night. So I'm going to have to be packed ahead of time. Probably this weekend is when I'm going to get around to it. So yesterday I was like, you know what? I've gotten like some new clothes, some new swimsuits. I've ordered a lot of stuff and I haven't tried it on. So I look at my boyfriend, Curly, and I was like, do you want a haul? Do you want a fashion show? I got to try on all my stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of start deciding, like, what's going to come? Is there anything that I need to return? Because I am super lazy and haven't even gotten to that point to make sure everything fits. He's like, yeah, totally. Let's see. So I start trying on. I've had a bunch of dresses show up because I'm like, oh, that's easy to wear on a beach. And every single one I notice, he just says, oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. And he's excited about it. Don't get me wrong. He's being genuine. Yeah, that's a good one. And I'm like, okay, are they all good ones? I feel like you're lying. Are you maybe lying? Because all you're saying is, that's a good one. I'm like, okay, I have no ranking of
what
he likes the best.
What's number one?
Yeah, I have no idea because every single one was, that's a good one.
Did you ask for, like, other input? Like, did you ask for him to say different things?
Well, no.
Girl.
I would either say, yeah, I like this one, or there was a couple where I was like, I'm not so sure about how this fits.
This is a training moment.
For me?
You need to train him.
Oh.
This is your moment, because here's the thing. I've had to train Neighbor Man to give me input.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to be very annoying to get him to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we were at Home Goods this weekend, and I was like, what do you think about these? I want these pillows for our couch. And normally, he'd be like, yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Whatever. No. Now he gives input. He's like, I think they're the exact same size as the ones we have. Like, that's it's a horrible purchase. Because I trained him to be like that.
Okay.
Because I got freaking annoying to the point where I would be like, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Is this a bad idea? Am I making a horrible decision? You've got to be so freaking annoying where they have to say something. And then they eventually they'll just always say something so you don't harass them. So you got to harass him.
Well, I just
or maybe it's just I don't know if you want to be as annoying as I am. That's the problem.
Well, that sounds fine. I mostly just don't want to try everything on again.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst part. I wouldn't want to do that all over again.
I can't put myself through that.
So last night, I got randomly in the mood to read a book. And it's been a while since I've...
Okay.
Since I've been, like, in the itch to read.
Yeah.
I've got that tradition, that New Year's Eve goal or the New Year goal that I always wanted to read a book every month. And I failed that last year. So that's why I didn't make it my goal this year.
Yeah, I thought we gave up on that.
That we did. But last night, I don't know what it was. I just had an itch to read. And so I really want to read a book right now. So I go over to my bookshelf and I look at all my books. And I'm going to tell you right now, all of them sounded awful to me. Okay. I own probably 30 to 40 books and none of them sounded good except for one book that I've already read before, actually about radio. And I was like, I want to read that one again, but I'm like, is it stupid that I have probably 30 other books that I've never read before? And I want to reread one that I've already read. I've got 30 others that I have never read. Why would I reread one of them?
I don't know. That is dumb.
And then I'm like, ugh, I have no desire to read these at all. Will I ever have a desire? I haven't read them already. I'm like, do I go and sell these? Is that stupid? Is that a waste of money? I bought these. What? Is that stupid?
I mean, I'm so the wrong person to ask because I do not enjoy reading. I guess if I were in that position, though, and I was like, okay, I really want to start reading. I have these books, but I'm not super into them. Maybe you need to look up each individual title on like TikTok. And maybe, because I don't know about you, I'm easily influenced. If I found somebody talking about it, being like, oh my gosh, The End of Us was so good and this is why I love it. Because if you're into this, this, and this, then I would maybe be more likely to read it than just reading the back of it.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to spend some time on TikTok.
And then I'll get distracted with other TikToks.
And then you will never, ever, ever read the book. And you will also never make money because you will not sell the books. Good luck.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
6673 texted in. I thought it was Positive Friday.
Said who?
Yeah, who said who? Not me. Tonight's trivia question. Not positive.
Sorry.
According to studies, this is the most common fear among adults.
What is it? I'm scared of a lot of things, to be honest.
My face in the morning.
Well, true.
My hair.
Lots of things. But you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Okay, maybe next week I'll do, you know,
positive, happy things.
Positive, happy things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll think about it. According to studies, this is the most common fear among adults. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. According to studies, this is the most common fear among adults. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 50-80 said death.
Me.
I try not to think about death.
It comes.
What?
It comes into my mind quite often.
No, I feel like it comes to me at the most random times. Like, well, to be honest with you, when I like am in a questionable state, let's say I'm clothless, and then I'm like, okay, what would happen if this place started on fire right now and I have to run out? You know what I mean? Those are the thoughts that come to my mind. I had that earlier today.
Never do I have that thought.
I do.
But now I will. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Mine happen at like random times. Mm. I'll be like, you know, driving or something. And I'm like, oh, what if, you know? I always have thoughts like that.
Mm.
Just because, you know, I'm that type of person.
Just worrying about everything, you know.
Seriously. Mm. Rick said losing their home. When I become a homeowner, I'm sure that is a thought I'm going to have.
I can only imagine because... as somebody that's only ever rented, I'm like, I'll just make a maintenance request. No biggie. But if it was my house, I would care way more.
Or, you know, when you rent, you know that the landlord is usually flexible about like letting you be late to rent. I don't know about when you own a home. I think the bank wants their money.
Well, that and like a natural disaster, right? Let's say you your dream home and then
Taylor,
something sweeps through. That's crazy.
Don't talk about these things.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't think about those things. I didn't think about them.
You're welcome. 9328 said bugs. I get that.
She panicked. Was it last night? It was last night. You panicked.
Oh my God. How did I forget there was a monster outside?
Okay. It wasn't a monster, but go on. Let's talk about said monster.
Well, if you remember, it's been a couple months. The Morning Scramble talked about the monster who was living in the windowsill behind where me and Claire sit. That has like 8 bajillion legs. It's disgusting. It only comes out in the darkness. So he would be there when Claire would open up the windows. We saw him on the ceiling once. And then last night we walk outside and there's a monster on the side of the building. I don't know what it is. It's making me itch.
You're currently itching right now.
Because I feel like it's coming for me because it has so many legs. Ew, I screamed. I did. And I will again if it's out there.
I know. I'm about to tell you it's behind you.
No. I haven't seen him inside yet. He needs to stay outside.
According to studies, this is the most common fear among adults. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. The answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Oh, my God. Now Rick's got me thinking.
About losing a home?
Yeah. I don't even own a home yet. But now I'm spiraling. Thanks, Rick. I'm spiraling now. Because I didn't even think about natural disasters. Well, thanks, okay, Taylor.
Sorry.
Thanks. Thank you. Now I'm spiraling.
You know what? No, I'm more sorry to your realtor now. Because they're going to have to deal with this.
According to studies, this is the most common fear among adults. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The most common fear among adults is public speaking.
Mm.
I'm good. I mean, do I get a little nervous? Yeah, but I'll do it every time. I'm fine. I'm all good.
I don't like it, to be honest with you, which sounds stupid.
I know. Yeah. Taylor's not her jam.
I just don't like it. You know what? Right now, me and you. You listening, not you over there. We're cool. I'm chilling. This is great. I love this. I can't see you. You can't see me.
She loves that relationship with you.
It's great. This is awesome. But if you're in front of me, I love you. I don't want to look at you when I'm talking. If you're part of a large crowd of people, that makes
me... That's what I do.
What?
Do you look at them right in the eyes? I don't.
What do you mean?
When you talk to a big group of crowd, I don't really look at them in the eye. That's what helps me.
I don't know. I can't help but not look at people.
Because that's what helps me. I'll admit I get a little nervous, but to help me with that, I don't directly look at people in the eyeballs.
So you shut your eyes? That's weird.
Well, no. Like if we were to make like a big crowd announcement, let's say, I don't know, Pork Tornadoes. Mm. Let me know. Everybody, Pork Tornadoes are on stage next, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would not look at anyone who's at that concert in the eyeballs to say the Pork Tornadoes are on next. I wouldn't do that.
You're looking at them in the nose?
I look at them like where their shoulders are at. No, do I not. Mm. I do not imagine them naked because I don't, that does not work.
That's weird.
I know people say that that does what you're supposed to do. I do not do that. But I don't look at people in the eyeballs. Even when I would like speak to classes, remember when I was at Hazel Point just a couple weeks ago? Only would I look at people a couple of times at their eyeballs, but I mostly just occasionally would just look at their shoulders. Why are you looking at me like that?
Did you do that to me when we're sitting here? This is weird now.
Even now. Do you not notice that sometimes I don't look at you because I just got to like process my thoughts sometimes? Because sometimes I lose my thought when I look at you. Okay. If you've ever noticed I lose my train of thought, it's because I've looked at you too long.
Okay. I'm calling HR. That's weird.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.